Now we're told here in verse 6, among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They are thy lot. Even to them hast thou poured out a drink offering, and they will worship even the smooth stones in the brook that once slew a giant. They worship everything except the living and the true God. And then in verse 7, upon a lofty and high mountain hast thou set thy bed, even thither wentest thou up to offer sacrifice. Now, idolatry associated with the graves on the mountaintops give place to scenes of the vilest immorality. It's a picture of the last day. Now, in verse 8, behind the doors also in the posts hast thou set up thy remembrance, for thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up. Thou hast enlarged thy bed, made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest their bed where thou sawest it. Now, sin in the past has been committed in secret, but today, in our day, it's become very brazen, and it flaunts itself. Somebody said to me some time ago, said, don't you think there's as much immorality in the past as there is today? And I agree that there was just as much in the past. In the past, it was kept secret. Men were ashamed of their sin, but today they're not. I listened to a pretty little girl on the TV, and she's living with a man, not married to him, and she was commended by the others there. But she's not a hypocrite. She may not be a hypocrite, but she's a sinner in God's sight. But it's done in the open today. That would never have been even whispered a few years ago. You see, sin today becomes a way of life, and no longer is there a high standard. There is, you see, a contrast made between the righteous and the wicked. And today, the wheat and tares are growing together, just as the Lord said they would grow together.